for me.
Give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point on Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human
beings. When the operation of the machine becomes so obvious, makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio of freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Rest, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
Revolution in the morning
at Revolution Radio freedomslips.com.
Good morning, everybody. We are live on Studio A with everybody's favorite politically incorrect host, Mitchell Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, hello. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are truly witnessing the evolution of revolution. That everybody just kind of follows along in a docile manner. I knew something was wrong.
Okay, now it's time for the regressive establishment's worst nightmare. And the world's most dangerous radio host. Tell them how you feel, Mitchell.
Yeehaw!
For the Revolution in the Morning show, Turkey edition. That's right. Come on down and join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Catch us on iTunes, talkstreamlive.com, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp, Assessify, Radiomini, Open Radio app, and many, many more. Remember, you can call in and listen to Revolution Radio on your cell phone. And it's Thanksgiving, so put it out there and make sure you put it on the speaker phone. join us, ladies and gentlemen, for the straight truth, not the mainstream media song and dance that turns you into a turkey that's made of spam, because that's all they're doing, spamming your brain. Yeah, now, the call in and listen line. Here is the number for Studio A. Get your pen, your pencil, your phone, whatever you need to write with. Here it is. 518-906-1839 for Studio A. I'll repeat that for you a little slower and faster. 518-906-1839 for Studio A. To reach Studio B, it's almost the same number. It's 1-859. And remember, if you want to start your own radio show and talk about the things that you know about and enjoy and like to discuss, well, come on down and join us at revolution.radiofreedomslips.com. You can get the straight truth if you look, if you want to find it. It is out here. Let's see, Revolution Radio Archives. Yes, if you missed a show, you can, well, you can pick it up at the archives for free. Follow the link from freedomslips.com or revolution.radio. And remember, we are listener supported and commercial free. We spend all of our money on operating expenses, direct operating expenses, the hosts, the producers, everybody volunteers here at Revolution Radio to an attempt to bring the truth in a world of, well, media corruption. You're living in a psyop, Neo. Yes. Anyway, it's Thanksgiving Day, and I really don't know how to run this show today. I got some news and information, but we got a caller on the line. That's right. So we got Warren from Arizona. He's on the line this Thanksgiving morning, and God bless him, and I hope he's having a great day. Hey, good morning, Warren.
Hey, good morning, Mitchell, and good morning, everybody. A little Tom Petty, it's rejuvenating for the veins, and a happy big gobbler butt day to everybody. I think it's important to take a break from your life and just decompress. It's the holiday, you know. What's a holiday for other than, you know, step outside all the melodrama that we're dealing with and, you know, just kind of love yourself, take stock of things and be thankful. And that, you know, that's it. That's key. I mean, where else are you going to get two people who may or may not have family who are live in the morning on Thanksgiving? You're going to get reruns. You're going to get diatribe. You're going to get blah, 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 blah. But this station gives you two live people saying, hey, we care about you and we love you and you mean something to us. And I'm sure, I hope we mean something to you. That's why I'm here. And you know, I'm happy as hell because good things are happening and bad things are happening. But to have a friend on the line, and I know somebody or a lot of people out there are maybe feeling the same. So, yeah, I'm grateful that this opportunity has been given to me and us through the station. And through Nighthawk and everybody involved, for sure.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, and I just wanted to tell anybody out there, if you wanted to call in, you know, call. I don't open up the call-in lines very often. You know, I admit that, you know, because I just motor mouth in the morning. So, you know, if you want to, you know, I do have news I can talk about then, you know. But, you know, hey, we'll open up the lines today. 540-352-4452. And, you know, give us a call. And, you know, if you want to this Thanksgiving morning, I've got news. You know, the Pope fired his whole charity.
What?
The Pope entire leadership for the global Catholic charities. amid harassment allegations.
What? Why?
Why are they harassing? Well, let's see. Allegations of humiliation and harassment of staff at the organization's headquarters in Rome. Several current and former charity employees spoke to the news, to a news agency, and one former employee saying that workers at the charity headquarters had suffered harassment, fear, and ritual humiliation. Did they flog them? Is that the, did they not just get flogged enough? I mean, I don't know, but
hold on. Okay. So I'm going to take a break from molesting this child to harass somebody. I'm confused. How much time do I have in my day? You know, these hypocrites, these liars, these manipulative jerks. I mean, it's the same as government. It's the same as corporations. In families, you see the same hierarchical hypocrisy. You know, the liars, the egotism. It's just like you're either loving or you're not. You know, and I don't have an answer because I think we're a product of our environment and those around us. You can be corrupted and destroyed, or you can be emboldened and encouraged and nourished. It's sad. I guess that's always been the way with humans. We're too smart and too dumb for our own good. I don't know. I'm lost and found or not. I don't know.
No, I understand. Well, you know, life is like going to the beach, but it's a minefield, you know. God, I'm glad I'm at the ocean, you know. Hell, I'm happy as hell. Let's go out there and do some wave surfing and just some relaxing and but going across the sand, you just gotta watch where you step, you know. You could
Like Howard Jones.
Well, we do.
You can have a pool, but you can't go swimming.
You know, think about some of the stupid shit that we did in life, and we're still here.
I've never done anything stupid.
You have a woman, or you know, you have the oh my God, like here in Virginia. A Walmart manager. Did you hear about that shooting in Chesapeake, Virginia? The Walmart manager got all the employees, and they're having a meeting in the break room, and he knew where they were all going to be, and he had a kill list on him. I mean, you know, people said he was like called the laughing manager. And, you know, my God, you know, they said he was kind of weird and quirky, but he, you know, seemed to have a potential for, I don't know, being, you know, such a hard ass about certain stuff. I think he was just, you know, he just didn't get to the point where, you know, about the work and working with people that you can only do so much. And he just felt pressured and he felt under that microscope and he snapped, you know, and then, you know, because things just slowly, you know, as they escalated, you know, but, I think seven people dead
here in Arizona,
you know.
In Arizona, we had a father. Oh. He killed his three kids, his wife, and himself under financial duress. Or, you know, it's not an unusual story, and I don't think it's abnormal. I think, you know, we're not all the same. Some of us can go through trials and tribulations, peaks and valleys, and difficulties, and some of us can't. You know, we're not all the same under pressure. Under, you know, you can't walk in somebody else's shoes. It doesn't mean this asshole who killed all those people was a bad person. It just means he couldn't function in the environment that he was put into. And that tells us that we need to get the world into a place where people can function and be good, you know, because that's the key, you know. I mean, I'm a good person, but if I fall apart, I could kill myself or kill somebody else because I'm just destroyed or pushed up into a corner, or I could be like the greatest individual that I wanted to be too, which I think most of us want to be. It's just, it's tough. And I don't have an answer, you know, off the table, I suppose. I mean,
well, yeah, I don't know. And that is, you know, and that is the thing, you know, because we are all individuals and we,
yes,
you know, you can see how people, you know, trying to think of an example where, well, I know I can give plenty of examples. I just don't want to, you know, how should I say this? You know, if you have a mother, that is, you know, when you're young and you're, you know, you become spoiled, and the mother, you know, spoils their children and gives them literally everything they want. And as they get older, you know, it's they expect and command and demand. And, you know, depending on the moral stance of the mother, I mean, the mother may say it's okay to go out and steal at some point. You know, it may be able to do this at one point. And, you know, that, you know, that might translate differently from the mother saying, look, you know, I know we're starving and I know we're hungry and, you know, I don't want to do this thing or whatever. And we have to do it to get some food or to survive or something.
Too permissive or too lean.
Hey, we got somebody else just joined us. The 720 area code.
Yes.
Howdy.
Where?
Hello?
Hey.
How you doing this morning? Hey, God bless you.
Hoorah, my brother Mitchell.
Hoorah.
This is the Navy.
Hey, all right.
Florida.
Good morning. Good morning.
Happy Thanksgiving, man.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving.
Back at you.
You know, I'm here. I'm down here in Pensacola with some of my brothers, and we all wish the best for this country. And everybody here has the oath we swore to fulfill.
Yeah.
We're taking a lot of heat from certain people on the station when all we ever meant was the best. We just have certain beliefs that may not be the same as everyone else, but we're all on the same side of the team.
Amen.
Well, how are you doing? What's your day going to be today?
We are going to celebrate Thanksgiving in some old Navy traditional ways. We're going to eat well, drink hard, chase young girls. And we are, even though it's cloudy, even though it's really cloudy here, and it might even rain a little bit later, the temperature of that water is still great for swimming. And like you said, Mitchell, we like to body surf.
Yeah.
And we swim forever. We swim forever and ever, man. We love it.
Yeah. Great.
That's true. Great. That's true, man. It's what you believe, right? You know, it's what you believe in the world.
Yeah, and the only thing I ever did wrong on the chat room of this channel is ask for certain audits on certain people. Just as being curious, as donating money to any cause, you like to kind of have a general idea of where exactly the money goes. And so that was my biggest crime. And because of that, this is the second time I've been banned for life. And that's okay, man. I don't care because our voices can't, they can't be stopped.
I'll
so
tell you,
it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. I'll tell you, a lot of the charities that you contribute to are false, of course, but there are some real ones. and this station is a real one, you know, but you don't know that, you know, if you once bitten, twice shy, you know, there's a lot of charlatans and snake oil people out there, and you question everything, you know, but yeah, when you really find something authentic and genuine, you got to get through the smoke, you know, the fog of war and say, wow, I found something that is real. And this is definitely real. It took me a little while too, you know, because I didn't believe it initially. But now I do.
That's what we like to believe. That's exactly what we like to believe. There's a lot of good that comes off of this channel. There's a lot of great stuff that really, you know, pumps up the hearts of a lot of men and women out there who tune into this quite frequently.
It's vital. It's vital. If you miss those good things, you know, you're screwed. So you got to find those good things in the maelstrom and you know, in the mud. You got to find the good things because they exist. You know, what's authentic? Find it. The diamond in the rough.
Yeah. And, you know, it's saddening to a lot of us to see what's taking place in this country because there's so many good people here that, you know, this is something that's hard to handle. It's like telling a little kid why their father's not going to come home anymore and they see bullshit on the TV.
It's confusing and it hurts.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can survive too, you know. You can grow from these experiences.
If we can't understand it, it's hard as hell for a 10-year-old to.
It's impossible.
Absolutely.
You're old. Yeah, I don't even understand it. You know, I'm 53, and I'm like, still, I struggle. So, yeah, I mean, have some care. Have some compassion. Have some time. Have some room to communicate and embrace. I think that's key, too. I mean, for yourself. We beat ourselves a lot, you know.
Yeah.
But,
I
think we can come out the other side if we take pause, you know, and just take a step out. Like a holiday is a good time to take a pause, you know, just take a break from all this stuff. Yeah. You know, we're under pressure constantly. How do you make it when you're under pressure constantly? You can't. So you need that break. And holidays come too rare.
Yeah, and you got to decompress. You got to get your R&R in and make the most of it. And believe me, a lot of us have been around the world. Sometimes only got 72 hours in Ubud, Thailand. And so you hit Bangkok with like a force of nature.
It's a hurricane.
All good, man.
It's a constant hurricane. It is all good. It is. If you got something... It is all good. I agree with that. Most definitely. You look at the world today, there's people who have everything somewhere in between or have nothing. But all of them have a choice. Maybe they have a support group, you know, but at least you have us on the station right now talking to you. And most other stations, other things, you don't have that.
Yeah, we have support groups. And as now contractors, we've made a lot of money. And we've done well. And so can't complain. I'm very thankful for many, many things. I know speaking for a few other people, we're all very grateful. You know, we just hate to see, you know, if you would have told me 10 years ago that things would be in the state they are now, I would have told you were crazy.
Me too. 20 years ago, 30 years ago, I would have like, what?
Unfortunately,
it's pretty nuts.
It is very nutty. It's crazy town.
Well, it's the boiling frog, you know, as the older we are, the more we've seen. And when you're younger, you haven't seen and experienced, you know, the strength through wisdom, maybe, is the way to say it. You know, in retrospect, you know, I mean, who would have thought, you know, you know, 9/11, you know, and then they're putting their hands down 3-year-olds' pants like they were a terrorist, you know, saying, oh, well, it's just a random search. Your number came up, kid. The granny in the wheelchair, you know, or on the walker, you know.
You know, I know some of the best pilots in the world, and they be pilots, okay? And they can fly in at night and put that thing down on an aircraft carrier like it's nobody's business. And they told me that is humanly impossible to fly a jetliner like that. It can't be done.
Yeah. Well, it can be. It can. Everything's possible. I'll tell you what, though. You can be the nicest person in the world.
It can be flown by other means, but a pilot can't sit there and take a plane that large at that speed and that low altitude with that much drag and go in between buildings and do that. It's just... They trained on a simulator a few times, and then they might have went up in the air in a two-seat type of training, propeller-driven aircraft, and get in a jetliner. It's two totally different.
Go a long way.
But anyway,
Let me ask you a question. If you're the most caring, loving person, but you know you don't have the strength behind your beliefs, and you can be the most arrogant, egotistical jerk who has, you know, that power behind them, you survive and the other one doesn't. You know what I mean? It's like you got to have a balance of each. You got to be loving and brutal and strong at the same time. You know, you got to be strong to survive and also loving. And you can, if you go in either direction, you break down. You know, it's like, and that's all of us, every human being. Like, you got to be strong and caring, and you can lose yourself in that. And that's, you know, what's the recipe?
Okay. Hey, we've got a break. Hold on a moment, guys. Be right back after the break. Give us a call, 540-352-4452. Thanksgiving on the Revolution in the Morning Show.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
What the heck is the Truth Jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this Truth Jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Yeehaw!
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning.
Oh, yeah. Come on down. Join us. FreedomSlips.com. Revolution.radio. Happy Thanksgiving. This is the Revolution in the Morning show. I don't open up the lines very often, but they're open today. Give us a call at 540-352-4452 and join us. Come on down. Get the truth. That's what we need. We have Warren and Navy on the line. God bless you guys. I hope you're doing well. And I don't know how long you all can stay with me since I know y'all have many people have a full day today. So you're doing well. What's that?
I said hoorah, my people.
Hoorah. Yeah, no hoorah. Doubt, man. No
hoorah,
doubt.
Navy. My Navy. I like it. I'm glad you called it.
Yeah.
Turkey Day, some Ozzy and Black Sabbath. You can't go wrong with that. Live.
Can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, everybody, there's a lot of people traveling, and, you know, there's some areas of bad weather, you know, in the Midwest and across the northern United States. So drive safe. Yeah. And, you know, I'm just glad I don't live in Buffalo. You know, they got, 70 inches of snow the other day? You know, it's like, oh, hell with that.
Hey, I'd like to say hi. I'd like to say hi and best wishes to my daughter in Hilo, Hawaii, and my son in Virginia, Georgia.
Oh, absolutely.
Bless. To them. We've had a couple, like a lot of people, die on the freeways here. That's so sad. You know, and that's probably everywhere. I guess that's life, you know, every day. But, you know, you make something out of nothing or nothing out of something, I suppose.
It's even worse.
You know, you go on.
Because Yeah. It's even worse these days because there's a lot of jab people out there driving that don't know they're impaired.
Yeah. I drove to work. I smell marijuana. I'm like, these guys are crazy. I just don't understand.
Some of them are impaired because they took a stupid shot. And they didn't know
true.
Hey, speaking of impaired, here's a new story. Here's a new story that just happened the other day. American Eagle airline, they had one of their flights that was taking off from O'Hare International Airport, and let's just say it. It's an Envoy Air Flight 3556. Let's just say they had to turn around and come back to the airport because the pilot died during takeoff.
Oh, wonder why.
Oh, great. That's wonderful. You are free to roam about, the country. Okay.
Heart condition he didn't know he had.
Yeah, accidentally heart condition. Yeah, he never knew he had before he got the clot shot.
Did you guys hear about Caterpillar? Caterpillar had a guy working at a factory. He fell into a vat of molten iron, instantly incinerated. And everybody was joking, like, well, they don't have to do a cremation on him. Because it's like, dude.
Damn.
Holy hell. Oh, I mean, you never know. I guess
probably
that's a lesson.
Yeah.
You felt no
well, at least
there.
It was fast, you know? Shit.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, oh, heck. I don't know. You got to laugh, though. You got to laugh at this life. You know, Roger, over and out.
Hey, when you stop laughing, once you stop laughing, then everything catches up to you. And that's not such a happy day.
Yeah. I think these people who shoot up everybody, they stop laughing because they couldn't get rid of that pressure. Yeah, you got to get rid of that pressure. It's not so important.
Don't you think that it's funny now that Fauci is under 24-hour arm protection?
Is he under arm protection or is he in custody and he doesn't know it? That's what I hope, but I don't think so. Well,
Fauci and the pharmaceutical industry
has really damaged, the confidence of everybody in so-called medicine. I mean, I told a doctor at the VA the other day, in more than 20 years of coming here, I only found two doctors that were worth a shit.
Well, Mitchell, name a mainstream news station except trust him.
Mitchell, how's that going for you? How you doing, dude?
Me? All good and bad, I guess. My kidneys are getting calcified up, along with my saliva glands, my prostate, and my joints in my hands are getting pretty bad. But I guess I'm doing the best I can. That's what
you're a solid individual. You're my solid individual. I'll hug you.
Here's a comical thing here for you, but it's sad, but it's true. I have a ding dong addiction. Don't send me any boxes of damn ding dongs, please.
Really?
But man, I'll tell you what, I get a box of them. I'll eat a box of them in 20 minutes, maybe.
There's somebody out there eating them. Now thinking Mitchell, and, brother.
Yeah, oh man. So the other day, I broke down.
Speedy recovery.
I broke down and bought a box. And I went up when I was at the Dollar General store, and I looked at the box. I said, "Damn, this thing box looks smaller than the box did, you know, a month ago, you know, a couple weeks, you know." And so you know, I get home and I sat here at the desk and I broke open that box of Ding Dongs, and I was like, son of a bitch. No, they downsized them. The hell, they are only two-thirds the size they were before. And that, you know, that pissed me off. So I was like, son of a bitch, man. It was like they weren't much, they didn't look much bigger than one of the original Oreo cookies. Not the shrunken ones they have today, but, remember you used to get candy.
They even got
you
a damn ding dong.
Ding dongs.
Ding dongs, when I was young, were as big as my car.
How low can they go, man? How low can they go?
I mean, ding dong. Yeah, that's right. And I'm so damn cheap, I said, I won't buy them anymore.
No, if a ding dong makes you
say, it's really bad when they accidentally hit your trigger that will. I can't say I'm proud of this, but I am because I got myself straightened out. But, you know, I used to love my cocaine. I won't lie. And, you know, I was too cheap. I just found out I was too cheap to be addicted to cocaine. So, you know, now whether Ding Dong, whether Hostess knows it or not, man, they've got my, you know, my anti-addiction trigger hit. I'm too cheap because they're too small, and it's like Reese peanut butter cups. You know, I mean, those son of bitches used to be fairly big, and now they're like,
ladies and gentlemen, young,
like,
dumb, and broke.
I mean,
you know, I was in Colorado. I was in Colorado Springs at the Mountain Cheyenne, and up there for a minute. And it was very sad for me to hear what had just happened there. But Colorado Springs in Colorado is a very large veteran community up there. It's also a very large military community. You got Space Command, the Air Force Academy, the Air Force, two Army bases. You got a Navy contingent. I mean, it's all military. So whoever this idiot was that thought he was going to go and what he thought was a gay rights club, which, hell, in Colorado, the governor's gay. He's married
the guy that did the shooting in the Club Q. Now, who knows if that's a psyop because it's Q. Okay, I mean, just related the way they talk about it, but evidently the man who did it is a, you know, troubled member of that LGBTQ community who identifies as non-binary.
That's why
it's kind of been erased off the headlines.
And the guy that put him down, was an Army veteran. There was his family.
Yeah.
And dropped him and started beating him with his own weapon, which is kind of typical and funny in a way.
Yeah. Well, I see a lot of people hating themselves. They strike out because they hate themselves. You know, why? Why are you going to hate yourself? What's wrong
Very
with that?
Troubled.
What's going on?
Yeah,
very troubled and had prior problems, but lived in a blue state where they didn't do anything with him. And so he had the opportunity to go out and do that. Go figure.
Yeah,
the man that helped attack him, the Army guy that they're the hero, and he is a real hero. You know, whether it's the Navy, the Army, the Marines, the Air Force, even probably I suspect the Coast Guard or the Space Command or wherever, you are not trained to run and duck and hide for cover. Okay. You're more trained to turn and quickly kind of find out what the situation is and attack, because you probably are going to be one of the closest people with an opportunity to do so. You know, and most civilians will turn and run away when, you know, the guy's got their back turned to him and they don't jump on him, you know. I mean, and that's probably what the guy did, because, I mean, you're in a place like that, you're not going to, you know, you're going to be, it's a 360 environment. So somebody is going to be able to get
My thoughts are, in every group that's going today, and there's a lot of groups, there's a lot of people who need a lot of help and they're not getting it. That's it. I mean, there's so many good people who are going to fall apart and destroy themselves, and a lot of badasses who are just going to, you know, gravitate that way because they don't have an alternative. And that's, you know, every left, right, in the middle, we just don't have that other alternative, that other wisdom, that other voice, some other information, some, you know, hugs, some, you know, stiff, you know, support. You know, humans are humans.
Disarming confidence.
Yeah, what color you are. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and religion.
It's crazy town, man. It's crazy town. And it doesn't matter where you are in this country. You are vulnerable.
Yeah, you know, you need a hand to hold you up. And it doesn't matter what that freaking hand is, as long as it's the right hand. And there's not that hand. It's there, but it's just unseen.
Yeah, and as I said yesterday too, and I was wanted to point this out, and I just urge everybody to have caution, because you know these shootings and all this stuff comes in a sequence. Because one person did it and then another person did it, it unleashes the crazy inner thoughts of, oh, it's acceptable by some people, you know, for these mass shootings of innocent people to happen. And, you know, so the last time we had this series of shootings, they didn't stop until there was a couple of the shooters were shot down before they could even really shoot anybody. And then all of a sudden, the shooting stopped. And that's why.
And you notice Joe Blow is right out there, fast as he can, saying we need new gun control. Well, what these people really don't know is there's certain people in this world you should never, ever F with.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, Navy. Well, do you guys think that when you hear this information, it just doesn't seem real? We're kind of numb to it. You know, it hurts. Mm-hmm. It registers. But it's like, you know, you hear about somebody dying and this stuff, and it's like, well, life goes on because it's so regular. And I don't think that should be the case.
I don't think that's the case, Warren. I don't think people are normalized to this mass violence and all this other stuff. What I think people is, you know, people, we have empathy for those that are close to us, those that we know, you know. For us to have such an empathy and such a grieving and changing our whole life around and everything for essentially, you know, people that we've never met, we've never thought of, our paths have never crossed, we've never communicated with some complete stranger from somewhere. You know, that isn't a normal grieving or empathetic response. And see, and this is what they're trying to program us into doing. Go ahead, Navy.
They taught us to be numb to some things, but never to be stupid. And thank God for that training.
It's like marijuana or any drug. You know, you do too much of it, you build up a tolerance, and then you need more to react.
And in in SAR missions, we save people we never knew, and after we save them, we don't really even know what became of them. But our saves are so massive numbers. I mean, hell, my personal numbers are over 125 lives saved. And that makes for some damn good karma.
Yeah. Well, the first person you see die affects you. But if you get to 100, does that last person you see die affect you the same way? I don't know if it does or not.
No, it doesn't. The only thing that affects you in SAR missions, which stands for search and rescue, are the ones you can't get to. That gives you a bad feeling.
Yeah. If you hold true on that, I can see that for sure. Yeah. Well, it's Turkey Day, guys. You know, we got to take a break from this crazy ass world. You know, tomorrow reality will reset back in. So let's get our strength back.
Monday.
Take a breather. We need to like focus on the positive. What's good? You know, family, loved ones, good people, blessings. You know, and the fact that we have a station here with you know, good voices talking to those who don't have family and you know, wish they did and still do because we're here. I think that's part of the, you know, big picture. Because that's why I'm here.
We're enjoying Thanksgiving from hotel rooms. But you know what? It's still Thanksgiving.
Really?
It's still great. And this is the greatest country in the world. That's why, because we're in transit. This country is still the greatest country in the world. And that's why everybody's breaking their necks to try to get here. We just can't let it turn into... We just can't let it turn into where everyone's breaking their necks trying to leave.
Yeah.
You're right about that.
The greatest country in the world to be all of us. You know, we need the greatest world in the world. It can get there. I think if we play our cards right together, you know, I totally believe that. But we got to talk to each other. And we don't do that in this world. We talk at each other. We don't talk with each other. So, you know, that's this platform. Screw governments and mass media. Ugh.
If I had one Thanksgiving wish, it would be peace in this world, which could be achieved if us and our brothers, our Christian brothers in Russia, if the politicians would just let us interact like we're meant to, and a special thanks to my special brothers in Russia. We honor you always.
It might happen. It might happen. You know, bad times lead to good times. I do think that's possible. There's a lot of sacrifice in between, though. You know, that's a lot of innocence gets messed up with. And that's, now how do you incorporate that, you know, without letting it kind of contaminate your soul? You got to let go, I guess.
That's the answer. You know? Yeah, love's the answer. It always has been.
Yeah. You step over that and you keep going.
Peace and love.
Shit.
Peace and love. Like Ringo always says. Peace and love. Peace and love.
I've gone through what we're going through. You know, everybody who's ever lived led to us, but they went through the same stuff we're going through. Maybe at not the same scale, but they definitely did, you know.
They made a movie. They made a movie about that, Warren. It's called Deliverance. That's why I look like I do. The modern version is Wrong Turn, West Virginia.
That's funny. I used to boat on Lake Lanier, which is the Georgia lake that they grinded all the tunnels to make.
Oh my God. OMG. I don't want to know that. I'm laughing on Thanksgiving with my friends.
Doing banjos. You gotta watch out for doing banjos.
No, those guys are talented, man. Blues and you know, geez. Bluegrass.
Yeah.
It was all from the heart. That's music. That's real music, not today's music. That's true. From the heart and soul.
Old bird, Oh, Burt Reynolds. Bless his soul.
The Bandit. Hell yeah.
Okay, hey, let's change the gear here. Don't have long before the break to the top of the hour, and I have one of my news stories I was looking at today, and I wanted to get y'all's an idea about this. And you know, it's basically the article says why China will win the future. Why? Because in the United States. And the UK versus like China, that in the US, kids want to become 56% of 12-year-olds in China want to become an astronaut, while over 52% of the children in the U.S. want to become a vlogger, a video blogger. You know, that's not going to bode well for the future of the United States if most of our children just want to sit at home and do vlogging on the internet.
Those aren't the children of the people I know. Those definitely aren't my kids. But hey, you know, whatever they say in China, I laugh at China. I mean, I spent a lot of time out of Hawaii in the South China Sea and all over the Pacific from the coast of the United States to Afghanistan. And there's a lot of stuff China doesn't know. Which is good because there's so many politicians giving them answers to everything. But what they don't know, we kick their ass.
I agree. China's got issues. It's going to take them down. Yeah. Not now, but in the future, it will.
It's not the Chinese people. All the Chinese people I've met are really great people. They're super nice. They're very polite.
The government. Yeah.
They do anything for you.
Bing, bing, bing. It's break time.
Okay. Break, everybody. Break
all
out
right.
Your lunch.
Y'all have a great morning. We'll be right back.
Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Don't miss the Crick Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Now that you see how blatantly the midterms have been stolen, how many other times have you been played? The Green New Deal, the pandemic and the vax, Sandy Hook and the courts, the missing gas chambers, bio and chem labs in Ukraine, Bill Binney, Catherine Horton, Nick Kohlerstrom, Ole Damgaard, Tina Pollard-Sachs, and many more. You don't want to miss my third annual False Flags and Conspiracy Virtual Conference, 3 to 4 December 2022. 24 speakers, 26 presentations. Check it out at jameshfetzer.org. This one is for history.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
All right, welcome back. It's the morning again. Hey, it's the Revolution in the Morning show. It's Thanksgiving. So I'm not doing news and information and ranting and raving today. If you want to call in and join us. We have Warren and Navy on the line. So give us a call at 540-352-4452 and tell us how you're doing today. God bless you and thanks for tuning in. Yeah, catch us. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Yes, remember, we're listener-supported, commercial-free, so we don't have all the corporate hang-ups. And I can literally turn this show in any direction I choose anytime. And that's the beauty of Revolution Radio, free speech, free thought, and freedom in general. God bless you guys. Who wants to speak first? Warren, you ready? Or Navy?
Revolution Radio, 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 radio. There's a reason why they do bed checks. People fall apart. They need a support group. You know, it's like everybody needs support from outside and from within. You know, all of us. And you can change. Change is eternal. So why not take advantage of it? But you need that reason. You need that guidance. So, yeah, and Navy knows that, too. And we all know that.
Roger that. You can never be too great or too big to not ask for help if one needs it. And I've seen a lot of that. And, you know, sometimes somebody just has to break down a bit before they'll ask for it. But there's plenty of help out there for those who need it.
Well, we all break out, right? We all break down in our lives. There's moments where we're weak and strong. And, yeah, friends, a structure, you know, whatever it is, we need that. And some don't have it and some do. But it's important. It's vital. It's crucial. And, yeah, this station's part of that, right? Mm. If you're weak and you fall apart and you need a friend or a voice in the wilderness, maybe we're here for you at the time of your you know, I guess, necessity. That's what matters to me.
I haven't needed it that much, but I've been there for a lot of veterans who have, and
yeah.
And I'll always do that. I mean, they're our brothers.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I feel sorry for a lot of non-military people, you know, civilians, as Mitchell says, who maybe don't have those type of structured things available to them. You know, at least like with Mitchell, he starts having some problems. He can go to the VA and, you know, they might not be the best doctors in the world, but at least they're going to try to do what they can for him. And he has every right to go beyond them and seek additional help. And there's a lot of other people out there who've got no one. I mean, they got nobody.
Yeah.
You
know, maybe sometimes it doesn't take a lot. Sometimes it doesn't take a lot. It just takes something, you know, and, you know, if you're missing that something, you'll fall apart. But if you have that little tiny something, you know, you don't have to have everything, but something. And some people don't even have that. That's
at least my people know they can call me in the middle of the night and I'll make time for them. That's what.
Yeah,
that's
but will they?
Needs to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen.
Will they? Sometimes they do, and sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes a minute.
Yeah, that's something. Yeah, we got to work on that. We got to work on that and but say that, we're available. Love you. Don't be afraid. Don't be anxious.
That just shows
Come
you
on.
A day like today. That shows you a day like today. Everybody out there has something to be thankful for, some people to be thankful for, some events, situations,
yep.
things that have occurred in their life. And if they're listening, and if they're listening, they're still alive. If they're voting, they might be dead. But
or something that prevents them from doing it, you know, something that stops them from taking that next step where they have to, you know, they have to break down those barriers and say, it's okay.
Yeah. The people I've worked with,
you know,
it's their pride. And I guess pride is a hard thing for some people to let go of, but, you know, sometimes it has to be done. There's shit coming across the border. Let me tell you something. This crap coming across the border, has really taken a lot of vets out. And somebody or someone's got to do something. And I was in Texas a couple weeks ago. And we were discussing that very thing. I mean, you make this stuff so prevalent, not just for young people, but it's all over the map. And like I said, you know, I wish some people could put this down and find things, especially on a holiday like this, and find things in their heart to be thankful for and find the strength to step above those barriers.
We are
very
perfect. There's a lot of people in the world who wished they could have this conversation, but their world is horrible. They have cartels and dictatorships, and they don't even have, you know, an option to barely survive, you know, and they're like grasping at straws and they don't see a better future. They don't see another answer.
As a contractor, I worked in Playa del Carmen, Mexico for a while. we were protecting the cruise ships that come in there, and then they go to Cozumel, Mexico, where, you know, people can get off the ship and go shopping. And, you know, there was so much of that prevalent there. And it wasn't so much what's coming across the border now. It was mostly cocaine, but it was laced with everything you can imagine. And, you know, many innocent Americans were falling victims to these type of things.
We are. But I do think if we coalesce and get some clarity, we can find the right path. I do think that. But time is of the essence. You know,
that's right.
If we don't do it now, we may not get an opportunity.
Yeah, people, here, let me chime in here, because people don't, the perception, you know, and people think and look at things a certain way or a different way, and they don't perceive, you know, the problem of, you know, hard drugs that are coming into this country, you know, the meth, the fentanyl and the heroin in particular. But people will readily admit and readily see and can understand how the UK during the slave trade years, so to speak, how they created an opium-based monetary system in China, you know, where, you know, we flooded China with opium grown in India. And, you know, people will understand, as the Chinese understand, you know, it was, you know, drug subjugation, you know, and they don't think that, oh, well, that could, they don't ever perceive it as a modern day event where China is essentially sending the shit to the cartels in Mexico and then they're bringing it in.
China understands that all too well because they witnessed it firsthand. So what they're doing is they're just giving it back. This time, not so much to the UK, they're giving it back to the USA.
Yeah. So juxtaposition, we have an economic system based on fentanyl and a new vaccine which counters fentanyl addiction. So they're trying to make money on both ends. You know, how stupid are we to believe them? You know, because we're humans.
It counters fentanyl addiction because it kills them before the fentanyl. Or it kills them with the fentanyl.
Well, that's so great. Yeah, that's wonderful.
It's just, you know, it's as if the it has been, quote unquote, industrialized. All ends of whether it's the drug dealers and the cartels and the smugglers and then the dealers here and then the people, you know, and then you have the treatment, you have the law enforcement, you have all these other people and things. So it's become a massive industry, just like dealing with homelessness and the homeless camps. And, you know, they spend $1 billion on 10,000 immigrant homeless or illegal immigrants in New York. And that's supposed to be like, you know, rational or something. You know, it's like, what the hell is the matter with people?
Mitchell,
we have been joined by Scott from San Diego. Hey, good morning, Scott. Happy Thanksgiving.
Scotty too hotty.
Buenos dias, gentlemen. Morning, guys.
Let's see him now.
Oh, man. So, hey, happy Thanksgiving to all. And I want to, a while back, you were sort of opining about how wonderful it would be if we could all get on the same page and life would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that is a good, you know, thought, but I think the problem is that, you know, they've convinced millions of POCs that, you know, government is the savior and they'll take care of you, but you got to get rid of Whitey first.
Yeah. Well, we've been usurped.
Hey, Scott. Miss San Diego a little bit. Not Coronado. That water is cold as shit, man.
Yeah.
Put a hat on and a good coat.
Yeah.
Yeah. The world's rough.
Yeah. Right.
The world is rough.
Yeah.
That's about
it's not warm right now. And you know, there's a, I don't know, kind of maybe pull you guys off of, what's that beeping?
Oh, sorry. That's car door? That's about Mercedes.
Mercedes. No BMW, yeah, little, no Ferrari, no Lamborghini.
Those are somewhere else.
Fancy.
This is a little hard top two-seat roadster.
The guy next to you, right? He's driving an old Miata.
Hey, Mitch, sorry for accidentally calling you the other day.
Can't put the top
down. That's so good. That's good.
2 feet of snow.
Hey, did you guys, did any of you hear the, it was a while back, maybe a few weeks or a month or so back when, I guess it was, one of the congressmen was questioning, the guy from Facebook, I think it was, and asking them if they were working with the government on censorship and all that. You guys remember that?
Elon Musk?
No. It was
Zuckerberg,
an executive.
I don't know when he last testified.
No,
I can't.
It wasn't
say.
Zuckerberg. No. It was another executive from Facebook, I think.
Facebook,
but he
okay.
was asking them, and he basically said, you know, he admitted that the government tells him what to look out for, and do you guys remember that? Anybody?
Oh, yeah.
That?
Well, I remember that, and I know just the other day, Mayorkas, Department of Homeland Security guy, he was questioned about that, and he said, "Oh no, we don't ask them, we don't tell." You know, it's like they automatically bow to whatever the Department of Homeland Security wants, and the Homeland Security doesn't have to say anything. They don't ask. They don't, you know, and it was hilarious. You know, you got the Department of Homeland Security head up there saying, we never exert pressure. We never really do anything. We don't coerce, you know, and it's like, you got
to
be.
Well, they don't have to because they're part of the same mindset. They don't have to tell them what to do. They know what to do.
And it's absolutely ridiculous.
So my point was with bringing that up was this. So the guy was saying that, you know, that the government would tell them, you know, these things are what to look out for, misinformation and disinformation, right?
Disinformation.
You know, and then they would just turn around and fact check it, you know, against, you know, what's being said. But the one question that nobody asked this guy was, have you ever fact-checked the information the government is giving you?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
they never
okay.
asked him that.
Yeah, that's true. Now in a lawsuit against Facebook and fact-checking, I think it was Robert Kennedy Jr. was censored on Facebook about COVID. The vaccine and children, and because he works with, I think it's the Children's Defense Network, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, there was a lawsuit, and Facebook brought people in to testify. They're people in charge of their fact checkers, right? And they said that they don't have to literally be factual, that they are protected opinion on Facebook.
Right. Yeah,
and
I heard about
this
that.
That's one of the things that they tried to then have more like third party fact checkers, you know, instead of like just everybody would go to Snoops, you know, Snopes or Snoops, however you want to call it, you know. Now, you know, Reuters and CBS and, you know, all these major places have their all little, their fact checkers. But that was testimony in court. And we all read these flags they put on this stuff, whatever it's about Trump and Russia collusion or COVID or the vaccine or or yeah. Ukraine or whatever it is. You can read those things. And, you know, they pick one little thing out of the whole sentence and they built basically the straw man opinion about the fact that they're checking.
Well, no,
and I don't consider it real fact checking.
No, it's not real. And if you look at history, the government that works versus the government that doesn't work is basically it hasn't been corrupted yet. You know, it hasn't been corrupted by those who wish to have power and lie to get, you know, control. So it's temporary. And you see that flux in history. You know, good things come up. You have a good situation with a certain government that is altruistic. And then the a-holes take control. But it has to break down and reinvent itself. You know, it's like we're at that point now. We had a good government. It was working. And now we have the jerks and the psychopaths grabbing the power. And now we have to reinvent this again and get back to basics and say, this is what matters, not that. But that's what you see where you have upheaval, where you have problems and you have wars and you have all these other things that catastrophically destroy what was come to what's better. But today we have giant governments and giant multiple weapon systems. I don't know how we steer that ship. It's an aircraft carrier.
I think a lot of it has to do with the switch to this focus on safety and security and defense. You know, when they changed the War Department's name to the Department of Defense, when you spend money in the name of defense, well, I mean, you can't put a cost on defense. Right.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So why can't we use that argument in the gun debate? You know, where they talk about you don't need guns that powerful, or you don't need guns with that many rounds. Well, it comes down to a basic question of self defense. Do I have the right to defend myself? And I'm sure any rational person would say yes. Right. Do we have any rational people here?
Move on, of course.
Okay. Anyways, so I think that debate needs to be grounded in more of a self-defense, you know, personal security argument rather than, you know, I just want my guns.
You see a lot of people, young or old, fall apart. And you wonder why. It's because of
self-defense. And the defense of innocence always comes first, man.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the government, for example. They've got nuclear bombs. Okay, that's for defense. When's the last time we were attacked by a nuclear weapon? You know, the government has carte blanche to create any devastating, horrible weapon they can think of in the name of defense. But I can't have a gun to protect myself.
Well. The only reason we haven't had a nuclear war is because everybody knows they're going to die too. You know, and where do we break that? You know, it's like once they say, I'll die to kill you, then it's over. And that's possible too. You know, they can get ideologically ingrained in their thought process where they just say, I hate you so much, I'll kill myself too, and all their children. But it's possible.
Yeah, cut off their nose and bite their face.
Yeah, these governments are just screwed, you know, and that's why you got to say, hey, you're my friend. Let's construct a better future. But these politicians only think about themselves. You know, there's no brilliance. There's no insight. There's no, gosh, I don't even know where we get these politicians. We're just dragging them up out of the muck. And they're just so indoctrinated. It's like,
well, I mean,
they're being put there on purpose by other entities.
Yeah, because what kind of people would be willing to put themselves out there like that in this environment where you're going to be attacked from all sides and your life is going to be dredged out in the open? You're going to have people who are part of the system, people who are going to be able to keep that stuff quiet.
Yeah, Roger. Where's our leaders? Where's our leaders? They're running away because it sucks so bad.
And it leads to exactly where we are now. That's exactly why we are now. Because people outside this country are putting people inside this country in places they want them to be, so they will do what they wish them to do. And that's exactly why we're in the spot we're in.
Well, yeah, that's definitely part of it.
Not even a
was it? Yeah, there's a dad who killed his daughter, and the mom helped bury her daughter because of their religion. I mean, really? That's a good religion? You kill your daughter with your husband because of, like, some insult to your pride? I mean, a lot of people buy into that. A lot of people in the world buy into that stuff. It's so wrong and so stupid, but it's there. It's in their head. You know, it's like, why? What? How? How is that even possible? I don't get it. You know, and you see that in every government in every country. We can be deluded or distracted or misdirected with these thinkings, these thoughts. And I guess that's possible because we're human. But my gosh, I don't even know anymore. You know, is there love? Is there not love? Is it just hate or is it just stupid thinking? Where's the answer on this stuff on a big scale? I don't know. I wish.
It's a little of everything. I mean, you know, yeah. I can understand where some people in Afghanistan are coming from, and I feel for them. Most of these people are so dirt poor and so highly uneducated that, and they have no voice. They have no voice in anything. They just live from one catastrophe.
Are we going that way? On the bigger scale?
Yeah, I don't think most people here in America, here in the United States, for example, they can't fathom. You know, what Scott was just talking about, that, you know, in the third world and undeveloped, I would call them, or underdeveloped, that the life that people actually live, you know, not this song and dance that we always see in touristy areas, or, you know, the real struggle of life and poverty. So hey, there's the break. We'll be right back. Everybody hold on tight.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's iPhone banking. Welcome to the Crypt.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw!
These days you can't get a man to work. People getting married and they still flirt. Don't pledge allegiance to our flag like we used to do. Good men are willing to give their lives, but politicians take away our rights, saying they know best what's good for you. These days, dads are always gone. Mama's still here, but she's on her phone. Grandma's raising the kids, and the devil is too.
No, it doesn't seem to sell. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back. It's the Revolution in the Morning Show, Thanksgiving edition. We got Scott and Navy and Warren, I guess, still on the line. And, you know, I wanted to say, you know, as Navy talked about earlier, you know, military veterans are really a family. And, you know, if you don't want to use the official channels of the VA and all that stuff, and if you're in a crisis of some kind,
You know, you can get a hold of Code of Vets. They're active on Twitter, you know, codeofvets.com. And, you know, if you're, you know, getting thrown out in the street, or, you know, you're about to, or you need help of some kind, they have a network of veterans and activists around the whole country here in the United States that can help people. And they're a 501c3. And they had, in 4 years, they've in given $6.5 million to people, or to veterans in crisis and need in real time. And their operating cost is just 2%. So, they basically pass through all the money. It's a volunteer organization that really does work to make a change and make a difference. And, you know,
thanks, Mitch, for saying that. All true.
Yeah. I mean, God bless everybody. I mean, just not the vets, you know. Bill Pult on Twitter, he also does philanthropy. And he has, you know, Pulp Homes. You may not have heard of them, but if you're in any kind of real estate, you know pretty much, you should know who they are. But anyway, you know, he does a lot of philanthropy work, and, you know, he gives thousands and thousands of dollars away every week, you know. And, you know, he's just been, you know, him and his grandfather built a massive housing company and builders, you know, and so, you know, that's, you know, he's, you know, it's like people that amass such a fortune, you know, unless you're a lottery winner, you just piss it away, you don't know it. But if you're have worked for it through your life, you know, you appreciate that money. And so, yeah, it's a different perspective, you know. So, you know, he helps a lot of people too. So, you know, get help if I know there's so many people that need it. I can do small house repairs and I can do a lot of stuff. Now, limited, I don't know. I chuckle to myself because if I had to, I could build a house. You know, I mean, if I had to, I could easily run the plumbing. That's not a problem. The electrical, that's a little more interesting. But, yeah.
Yeah.
We can do it. And we can help everybody, you know.
Can't.
The little old lady that lives down the street, that maybe she just needs her yard mowed. Maybe she's got trees that are overgrown and are clogging her, you know, her gutters in her house, and it's, you know, going to run into the interior wall. I mean,
I think, Mitch, ahead of Crazy Ass Friday, you should do a Speak Out Thursday. You know, because you look at Myanmar, you look at China, you look at Russia, Brazil, Argentina. Not a lot of people have a lot of voices. Iran. You know, I just think. All the things you talk about, you need to get some feedback. You don't hear a lot of feedback from what you talk about. But I guess on Thursday, it'd be cool to, like, have people call in and talk about this stuff, because you are affecting people's thinking and thought patterns and their actions, which affect everything. You know, you don't know the impact you have. And it's good to have that.
I agree, Mitch. You have no idea how far your reach is, dude. No freaking idea.
It's why we're here. It's why we're here, right? You and me? Yes.
We appreciate you so much.
Yeah.
Your voice means so much to so many people. You have no idea the effect that you've had.
Freedom fighters.
So many lives.
People give their lives. People give their lives for this stuff. But it's unsung. Nobody hears about it until they do. You know, it's like... You know, I'm so grateful for you, but you don't know. You don't know you don't hear back from stuff. Thursday would be a good day
God
to
bless
hear
you guys, calling. Man. That's humbling, you know? In all honesty.
No, no, it's not.
I know I start my morning off every morning with you.
It's encouraging. It's encouraging, you know? It's encouraging. Yeah, like, wow, how? I'm happy for you guys so much, but you don't know how happy I know you are from hearing from me. You know, and that's the distance in between. We've got to close that gap and talk to each other, you know, and that we can, you know, and just a few adjustments make the, you know, world of difference.
We get up at the crack of dawn to listen to you, man. Well, I get up at the crack of Sarah, but that's a different story.
I can sometimes.
I'm up at 4 o'clock every morning.
Sweet.
Well, amen, man. God bless you guys.
When do you work?
my girl works at a hotel, and I work at a machine shop. Well, I did work in a machine shop. I recently laid off.
Oh man, you get a new job?
Oh, it was cool though. I was kind of miserable there for a long time.
Well, that's good then. That's good. I get
now. I got a chance to do my own thing.
There you go.
Yeah. A chance. Yeah, change makes an opportunity.
The only problem is I'm not very good at self-motivation.
You better be. You better get your butt.
I need a business partner. I need a business partner to kick me in the ass and get me moving.
Be your own partner, and we'll be there with you. That's the thing, you know. Don't say don't. Don't say never. Just say yes and how. You know, it's like, yeah, get angry, get motivated, get pissed off. Don't take anything. Don't, you know, throw sand in your face. Say, screw you. You know, you got to get tough.
My problem is kind
of. I know a bunch of people that want to support you, man.
No problem.
You got more support. Oh my God. Dude, your rants get people's hearts pumping early in the day, and it lasts all day long into the evening. You start them off running hard.
Yeah. It's a matter of what
Dude, you
do with it.
Dude,
you
rock.
Can get angry and pissed off and you don't do nothing. But you got to do something with it. Got to do something with it.
You rock, Mitch. Red Radio rocks. There's lots of people. And I want you to say hi to all the other hosts. You know, Deacon, Jacker.
I got to tell you, hey, Mitch. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Mona has the most frustrating but interesting show I can ever listen to.
Mona! I love her. I love
Mona. She's frustrating as hell to listen to. She's always having technical difficulties, but I can't stop listening to her. I don't know why.
She's pure love. She helped me. God, that's a beautiful woman. She's just true.
Yeah,
but we know that, right? We know that. Jerks, we recognize, and honest, good people, we see that too. And we get them both. No matter what, you know, you see them both, even here. God, Revolution Radio, contact with humans. You know, Hawk would be like, yep, that's what I wanted. We'd be smiling, man, playing some guitar and be like, yes, do it. You know,
I remember I used to listen to Hawk when you guys used to have the round tables back in the early 2000s.
Yeah, he was a bastard, man. He'd be like, shut the hell up, focus, don't be stupid, you know. He was honest and real, and yeah, God, man, so genuine. That's why we miss him, but we still have him, you know. He's not gone. His spirit survived.
Yeah, but look what he created, man. I mean, his legacy lives on, dude. His message is still traveling out into the cosmos forever.
Yeah, I came home from work and I was on the station and he said, Warren, put some pants on. I'm like, oh shit, my video's on. But he didn't judge me. He just said, put some damn pants on. But he listened to me and encouraged me and loved me and didn't judge me. And I'm like, oh, yeah, he, you know, my God. He wasn't false.
Playing a little Brian Skelter there?
False. No, well, no, I just I was changing clothes to go to sleep. But he was,
okay.
You know, he rode his Harley. He rode his Harley, took care of his family, and threw his energy out and loved his kids, you know, which is what we all do. You're not a fake jerk-ass, you know, self-important, materialistic, money-oriented jackass. I mean, it's like...
And I love that these guys still play his promos. And it's funny because the stuff that he says in the promos are like, I mean, it's happening.
Yeah, it's happy sad.
It's happening.
Here,
I mean, the stuff he's saying is going on is it's happening now, and he didn't see it, but he knew it was coming.
He did see it. Yeah, that's why we're here, because he saw it. Yeah, for sure. My gosh. Wow, I don't even know where to go from here. It's Thanksgiving.
I would like to pose a question. Has anybody tried to, like, get through to people?
Paranormal?
People that... No, you know, to try to talk to people who are of a different mindset.
I do all the time.
Yeah. Yeah,
I do all the time. There's some... I laugh about it because there's some people that are hardcore Democrats. I mean, they are deep, deep blue. Okay. They Navy, not Navy blue, but I mean, but you know, they are deep Democrat. Okay. And, I chuckle because I laugh because, when I met them, you know, they needed their water line to their house fixed. And, you know, where it was in them and their neighbor's driveway, it had to be done continually through till it was done, hopefully in a few hours. And, you know, they were just surprised that somebody could actually, you know, dig the hole, you know, or find, you know, figure out where the leak was, dig the hole, find the leak and fix it, cover it back in. Without and then going and getting some hard patch for it and fix it without taking 3 days to do something that was should take 4 hours maybe, you know, for even one person did it. I mean, I was doing it myself.
Absolutely. I think people change when reality hits them in the face, and then you think about kids who have no notion of reality at all. They're smacked in the head with all these little, you know, things about this and that, you know, and that's the vulnerable population. That's why, you know, they focus on them because they don't know. You and I would figure it out.
They Democrats, you know, see, that's the thing. They're hardcore Democrats for a long time. And now it's twice now I've gone up there and fixed their water line, and they're just, you know, they're surprised and they're shocked. And I talked to them, and you know, and you know, I laugh because oh my God, I said MAGA had to come up here and fix your water line.
Well, they always say
I jokingly said it, you know, and I said, I don't care. It's okay. That's what capitalism is about.
You're socialist and Democrat when you're young, and you're conservative and realistic when you're old. You know, it's like there's a reality here. You know, it's not ideal. It's not what you wish. It's what really is. And that's what we got to get to the young people. It's what really is. You got to feed yourself. You got to get a good government. You got to get rid of the liars. All these things that should happen when you're young don't happen till you're old. And then it's kind of behind the eight ball. You know, it's, And that's where we have bad politics. And bad politics lead to crumbling society. And crumbling society leads to, I guess, global extinction. Whatever the heck it's going to be. But that's where we're fighting. That's where we have their ear, their voice. That's why it's so important that we're here. We communicate. We're family. We're moms and dads, friends, coworkers, whatever it is. We need to talk to each other and plan and build the future now with the young people, because they're going to be our predecessors. They're not predecessors. Answer. What is it after we're gone? I'm not even sure. Anyway, you know what I mean. It's talking to each other now.
We get blamed. Now. We're the one that gets blame cast in history. Now.
Well, up until now, but not God necessarily.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I can't take credit for it at all, man. You know,
I'm not a turkey. I'm going to shove you in the oven. I'm not a turkey. But none of us are turkeys. Except a turkey, I guess. Gosh, man.
Well, the hogs are happy today, right?
Yeah, as long as we're happy. I'm so happy. I'm so blessed. I'm so happy. You know, gosh, cursed and blessed at the same time. Life is rough. It's a bitch, you know, live and then you die, whatever the hell it is. But I'm so
happy. How do you do that?
I don't know.
I'm pissed off all the time.
Pissed off and happy at the same time. It's a conundrum.
No, I'm pissed off all the time.
Well, I tell you, here's,
I know how to be happy.
Oh, I agree. I understand. It took me a long time to try to, to find an equilibrium, maybe, where I was happy. And, I guess it boiled down to, I care so much and I want to do so much. And but in the end, I can't give a, well, I can't say that F word. I can't give a flag. I can't give a flick, I really can't care so much that it destroys me. That's like, having this misplaced empathy for people that we've never known. I mean, I think it sucks about all these shootings. I mean, it's bad. It's karma. It sucks. But personally, directly affecting me, not a big deal, if it was somebody that
so
was
true. So true, Marine. So damn true.
I can't live my life, crying about every person I never don't know dying.
Yeah,
I mean,
well, everything.
I have enough of my own baggage to deal with.
Right. I gotta sign off because I gotta get some sleep and then go see my mom and dad before I go to work. Which
all
is,
right. Well,
know.
God bless you, Warren, and thank you for keeping the packages moving.
No, thank you. I'm just, it's my pleasure to be on with you guys, and I'm so happy to hear you guys when I can't call in. And I'm glad everybody called in to talk to you. It's like, it's a wonderful world if we choose to make it so. Let's conserve our energy. Let's focus on stuff and let's be empowered individually and not give up hope and, just embrace the blessings we have, whether they're horrible or few and far between. It doesn't matter because, sometimes you keep your head above water when you have little, and sometimes you don't even make it when you have a lot, which is stupid as hell. And we are stupid as hell. I'm sick of it. But I love you guys. I guess.
Happy 12, man. Happy 12. Have a wonderful and a very fine Navy day.
I intend to, Navy, and thank you. Hearing your voice make me good. So, okay. Be strong, and I'll keep the faith for the next week, and maybe I'll talk to you again in the near future. So happy Turkey Day. Happy Turkey Big Butt Gobbler Day to all of you in the world, no matter who you are or where you are or what language you speak. Love you all indivisibly. Bye.
Butterball dreams to you.
You have a great day, Warren. God bless you.
Yeah, so we got about 3 minutes left here, gentlemen. What is your final words?
Who wants to go first?
Me, I just want to wish everybody the best Thanksgiving and hopefully, you know, a great Christmas and maybe a better New Year. And hoorah to all my peeps and my enemies, foreign and domestic. And I wish you guys the best. And Mitchell, keep it going, dude.
Thank you. Whatever the
cost.
All right.
Over and out.
Amen.
Hey, Mitch.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Mitch, thanks for taking my call. You know, I love this show. I love you, man. You're awesome. I hope we can talk again soon and have a good Thanksgiving to everybody. And I just want to say something to any police or military out there listening. You know, when you're given unlawful orders, man, don't follow them, dude, because once you do, you go down that road and you're going to end up having to do some really atrocious things. So that's all I got to say.
I agree. That can easily happen. No doubt. Well, thank you, Scott. God bless you. You have a great day.
All right. Bye.
All right. We got about, I got less than a minute here to wrap it up, ladies and gentlemen. So come on down and join us, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. You know, have a safe and wonderful and happy Thanksgiving. There are some of us who had it last night or yesterday. And so we did all that yesterday. So now we're kind of relaxing today and got some other stuff to do. So remember that you can change the world today in this time of universal deceit, in this time of, evil running amok. You make the difference. I just wanted to tell you that. And people told me that I make the difference today. And, well, God bless you guys. Thank you. I truly am humbled. So remember, support Revolution Radio. Support me and ever do everything you can. Because, you know, we are standing here in the front line trying to push back against this the sheer craziness that we live with today. Now, tomorrow's crazy ass Fridays, so you know I'll go the extra mile on Turkey weekend. All right. God bless. Good day. And good luck.
Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
for we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on public means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne, and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition one, as we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in. And I ask that you join me every Saturday.